This is quite interesting. A Dutch artist named Theo Jansen has devoted his life to the creation of movable sculptures. Some describe them as kinetic sculptures. He calls them strand beasts, which means beasts of the sand, and they look like these giant insects, these dinosaur-sized skeletons, made with what looks like the grooviest Tinker toys you've ever seen. And through some serious engineering, they can propel forward. Jansen's book, The Great Pretender, comes out this Friday, and in it, he reflects on what it means to imbue something with life, to create and to mold. BPP video producer Wynne Rosenfeld interviewed Mr. Jansen, and you can see the video of his Strand Beast sculptures and hear the interview on our website. But we want to get Wynne to give us a little preview and to give us a little primer on it so we know what to be looking for for watching the video. So, Wynne, kinetic literally means something with motion and movement. So, how does Jansen create movement with these sculptures?
Well, he's very careful actually to not create it himself, and he's more interested in having the beasts move on their own volition. So what he's done is he sets them up on the beach, which is sort of their native environment, and he lets the wind move them. His ultimate goal is ultimately to never have to deal with them again and to have them sort of live their own life on the beach for generations and generations and sort of walk around moving, you know, into way past his lifetime.
It's pretty interesting. It's just these enormous, and they do
They're
look like Tinker
yeah.
toys. It's what is it? Is it tubing?
It's a very common, very cheap, lightweight plastic tubing. That's you find like in electrical engineering, and you find it in piping, and you know he buys the stuff in just giant amounts, and he puts them together like much, very much like Tinker toys.
And imagine what the skeleton of origami might look like. If you had an origami
well
piece
said.
And you take away the paper, what the skeleton might look like, and then the wind propels them down. But the beaches, the thing about it, which I found interesting from reading some of your notes, was you said he considers this all a metaphor of evolution?
Yeah.
Could you explain that one to me?
Yeah, I mean, I guess in a way, you know, all artists are doing an evolutionary process in some level, and that, you know, you're sort of learning from the last thing you did. But with him, it's so literal because he literally thinks of these things as animals. So he's like, well, you know, I made this beast. I spent six months of my life making this giant, you know, 12-meter beast, but it didn't go fast enough. It didn't go far enough. Why not? And so he'll go back to the lab, and he'll change each little thing, and in a way that has a Darwinian form to it to him, and that he keeps adapting it so that they can move further and longer and on their own better.
Now, did he discover these in a serendipitous way, or was he working on one project and then these happened?
Or? Well, he was a physicist originally, and these started with electrical models that he was sort of playing around with, you know, trying to find efficient ways of movement on paper and with computer graphics, and he sort of said, well, you know, that is really efficient, so maybe I can make them real.
All right, well, you can see Wynne Rosenfeld's interview with Theo Jansen and see some of the kinetic sculptures. You have to see it to believe it. That's all at our website, the BPP website, npr.org/Bryant Park. Thanks, Wynne.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Wynne.